Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. This is the Ravencast. Today we're joined by myself, Christian, Anna.
Hey.
Megan.
Hi.
Kira.
What's up?
And Owen.
Yo.
So let's get this rolling, shall we? So everyone, how do beliefs, ethics, or values influence different people's behavior?
Just for clarification, ethics are set moral principles that guide a person's behavior. These morals are shaped by social norms, cultural practices, and religious influences.
Like, for example, the indigenous creation story and the Christian or Catholic creation story.
So our first story that we're going to talk about is The Truth About Stories by Thomas King. King talks about how his mother works in an aerospace industry, but still gets paid less than the men because, well, she's a woman, and they think that they shouldn't pay her as much as men. I have a quote. So she went. It was more money, more prestige. And when she got there, she was told that while everyone else would be salaried and would have engineer status, she would be an hourly employee and would have the same status as two other women in the department who were production assistants. This was when she had the same engineer status, but she wasn't labeled as that, and she didn't get paid as much as men. This can relate to our question because the belief of women not being able to do as much as men affects the behavior of the company, making them pay the woman less.
Another story is Traplines by Eden Robinson. The main character of Traplines, Will, lives in an abusive and unsettling household. He was abused by his older brother, but the brother was abused by his father, so it was like a chain reaction. Will was asked to stay with his English teacher and her husband. Will refused this offer because he felt needed by his family. What kept him wanting to stay was the trap lines he checked with his father, which was like a happy memory with his father. As quoted in the story, "How do you like to stay with us?" he says very quietly. "Sure," I say, "but I gotta get back by Tuesday. We got to check the trap lines again." We can relate this back to our question, since it is a chain reaction to the abuse. So, the behavior of Will's brother was caused by his father.
All the stories teach us important lessons for self-growth. For like example, like in the Tulik story, we learn no matter how small your contributions are, you need to keep going.
I feel like these tragedy stories, the writers are trying to teach a lesson about how to deal with the loss. For example, how the dad died in the starvation story, and in the mermaid story, the brother killed himself. I feel like these stories are the foundations for people's morals and values.
So guys, what did we learn today?
We can see that our beliefs and values and etc. are influenced by the environment around us, like in trap lines.
Yeah, and these influences can affect our behavior, actions, and thinking towards people.
Anyways, do you guys have any more questions or ideas?
No,
we're good.
We're good. But we're running out of time.
Well then, I think it's time we wrap things up. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Thanks for joining us on Raven Podcast.